Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
James, thank you for joining us. I mean, I was saying to Paul, I think coming into this game, you said the importance of it. It was a kind of must not get beat, and I think job done. Let's head towards Curzon now, maybe.
100%. When we look at this game, it was the best way to look at it for us. It was, if they lose this game or they don't win this game here, it's worse for them than it is for us. And these are one of the teams that we're fighting with for the league. And when you look at the kind of points on the board...
8 points and they play the same number of games, isn't it?
Yeah. So when we're looking at them, realistically, for them to win this title from us, they need to be winning this game of football, and they didn't. So for me, it's advantage us. I just said to the girls then, we go and put a performance in against Curzon next week, and listen, we're in touching distance. We are. Like, I never say it's a good point, but that's a good point. For me, I'll take that. Like, they're a good side.
There's always a danger in the way we defend.
Yeah.
In having a line.
Yeah.
Because you're reliant then on the referee's judgment.
Yes.
And obviously, disclaimers, there's no assistant referees to help the referee out.
Yeah.
There are borderline decisions being made, some fairly, some unfairly.
Yeah.
But it is a risk.
I think for us, I'd rather teach the girls the way I want them to do it, with ideas of going into the National League next year, making sure that we've got liners in every single game. And I don't want to teach them to play a certain style of football and then we go and play this deep line, and it's not how we play. I think we've got to try and do things rightly, and if referees, it's high risk sometimes. It is like it. But for me, the goals are what we've conceded today, like, probably both, they're not great goals.
We
conceded directly from a corner, not good, and we've conceded from 45 yards out on a turn, not good. Like, so for me, when I look at that, I think probably should have won the game in terms of those moments. But I didn't think we were amazing today. I think the first half, there's a lot of nerves, a lot of our girls are feeling now, like, we are close. Like, everyone's looking at the table. Everyone's looking at where we're at, the points we can get, and the girls are starting to believe themselves. Like, listen, we can win this. But with that belief comes a little bit of pressure as well.
And 12 and a half minutes of added time, the Cheadle Town bench did shout to the referee, "You are going to add that on, aren't you?"
Yeah.
When the ball went out of play, and he did.
He literally did. It was literally like being at the World Cup again. There was moments where I was thinking, yeah, like, I'll have a few more minutes here. But to be fair, when it was 2-2, I was thinking, just blow, man. Just get it done with.
The pendulum was going one way, then the other. And it could have gone to Cheadle at the end.
It could have. And then for me, I was just thinking, just blow up. We'll take 2-2. Live to fight another day. People's tired legs towards the end and stuff. But listen, they put a good account of themselves today. Like, they really did, and we've got to give props to that. I think the main thing for me is the preparation all week this week was about our press. And did they play out once? Did they get through us once? The press was unbelievable. Like,
that was very noticeable, that you, on the goal kicks.
Yeah.
You had a plan for them.
Yeah.
And it generally worked. The turnover was instant.
Yeah, it was high risk what we did. But listen, we went and we won it back towards the second half of the part of the game. They've got the keeper kicking, and that was causing them problems as well. So our game plan worked. We just probably didn't carve out enough clean-cut opportunities.
We've had confirmation now that Curzon have been beaten this afternoon by Fleetwood Town by 2-1. Which basically means that because Salford didn't play today, we are definitely in second on goal difference and now a point off top spot. And like you say, the other team with loads of games in hand was Cheadle, and we've kept that 8-point cushion between ourselves and them. So it's a decent afternoon.
It's. I don't want it to speak too soon, but like, we don't want to curse anything. But the girls, like I said, and the best example of it today is the press. Like, I don't care anyone. If anyone came to watch us today, they'd go, "Oh, FC know how to press." And that was distinctively different from last week. Like, the game plan was spot on. They play an unorthodox shape and system, and we had to take risks in there. And I think, do you know what I mean? We've not had Shanice. She's only just came back in. She was rusty. Flanagan's only trained a couple of times. Like, We need these people back in the group, back in training, so we can get these patterns of play going again. And once we get that, we'll be where we need to be.
We've given player of the match to Niamh Birtwistle. I mean, what's your face for then? What was that?
I was going to say, I was going to say is Niamh Birtwistle today. I don't know if you noticed, she were man marking Sophie John because she tore us up last time we played them. And Niamh, I think she had her in a pocket the whole game, like absolutely unreal. And she was frustrating me because she was saying, oh, I can't impact the game. I want to do. I said, you're impacting the game by stopping her from doing anything, because Sophie John's quality, like she can play at leagues above. So to make people watching that game wouldn't have even noticed that she were that great today. So that's Niamh done it. Yeah.
That's why we're here, isn't it?
Yeah, that's what we see.
Yeah, that's what he said.
But performance is all over the place. It was a battle today. Yeah, I jokingly said player of the match, probably the physio and stuff like that. There's loads of knocks and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, how are you going to take to this week ahead of the Curzon match on Sunday?
We're resting it up. Listen, a lot of the plan for Curzon is more tactical awareness. Like the girls, we're at the point in the season where the girls know what we're supposed to do. Hopefully, it'll be just the best team of the day wins and I fancy ourselves.
O'Gara happy with a goal?
Yeah. Buzzing with Kate, she had a bit of a different job today to protect the back four, and I think she did really great. But I think when you're doing that on your own, because Niamh Birtwistle's everywhere, Kate's legs were getting a bit.
Yeah.
So.
And just to say as well, I know you know the two goals, Donald's not going to be happy about them, but she did do a brilliant save during that game. And the Neuer style sweeper keeper stuff in the first half as well.
Yeah. Donald's quite a quality. So listen, I've got no issue. It's like when you look at Sol, she's 17. She's going to be a great keeper for us in the future, mate. When you're coming out and she's flying out there and she's making big saves, and she's quick off a line when we do the high line and stuff, and we organise, and it's good for people to see the stuff that we are working on in the background, and it's also a big part of that.
Well, James, that was I've got a bit of a sore throat, so this was not a good game for a sore throat commentator, I have to say. But congratulations on the point today. Big good luck in training this week, and we'll catch up again on Sunday at the Tameside Stadium.
We'll see you there.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.